What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We are out west, Ashburn, Virginia, getting ready for NFC title week. And B, it's crowded out here, man.
It is. There's very crowded.
Your new security guards. It's.
I was the first guy in, Jay. Can you believe it?
I can't. You know what?
I walked in, the guy said, damn, first one in it, first one on the list? I'm like, yeah, that's what I do it.
Well, I got to say, I don't think you being here first is as surprising as me being here second. me being anywhere second is kind of a big deal.
I'll be totally honest with you, though. Walking from out there to here today.
Cold.
Bro, it's hard to breathe when it's that cold, dog.
Dude, so I didn't have gloves on, and I was carrying all the stuff in, and it was cold.
Call heart. They work, bro. Get you some.
Well, dude, what was funny is, so I broke out my big – I have gloves. I just didn't have them on.
Yo, you better have them on.
But I brought my big coat today because I'm going to have to do lives for NBC4 later. I'm going to have to stand around outside. And I was like, all right, like that's my ski jacket.
This is a bourbon day. All I'm going to say.
It definitely is. Maybe not at 10:04 a.m.
Not at 10:04, but sometime soon.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. It's wild. There's a bunch of new desks and tables out there and kind of the media room out here. And, you know, there's some people from Philly. There's some outlets I've legit never heard of.
Whisper TV.
Yeah.
That means that they're quiet.
Which doesn't make a ton of sense for television, but that's cool. it's going to be fascinating to watch this week kind of unfold.
Yes.
I can't wait for the game. I mean, there's so many angles to discuss from really just this team being in the NFC title game. You know what I mean? The game at this point is only 4 days away. I played paddle last night, B, and lost, but played better than I did the week before. And all anybody wanted to talk about was this football game and just kind of what it is and what it means. And you know, what do we think and how they do in Detroit? Beamish is taking a live photo. Let's do this. And and it was just – it's fascinating to watch this city and, like, just how everybody is so locked in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's just been fun. It's – this ride has been fun. I don't think it's – well, it's definitely not over. Obviously, there's a game Sunday. I don't know if it's over after that. And – thinking this through this morning, I think if you're a Commanders fan and you're looking to get a ticket to the Super Bowl, I think people are going to be blown away. Like, you and I know kind of Super Bowl costs because we've
been, hell yeah.
Like, even not staying for the game, you're aware of ticket costs just being down there for Radio Row during the week. Like, I think people are going to be blown away when they realize that a ticket to the Super Bowl is $5,000-$10,000.
Well, if you were to be one of the lucky people who are in some of these lotteries, or you're connected with somebody where you can get it for face value, that's basically about $2,200, I think, right there, $2,200, $2,500. And if you start going aftermarket, the top of the top of the Superdome will hit you still by $3,500 to $5,000.
Yeah. And I was thinking also, White Brian, if you sent me the stream link, I don't have it, bro. I don't have it. Send it to me again.
Bam, I'm in. Why I beat him again.
Yeah, but your volume's on.
Yeah, because I was doing another show this morning. I've done two interviews already today, man.
I think if you're trying to go to this game, and I know a lot of people that want to go to this game. I know a lot of people, frankly, that are like, you know what? Because it's Philly, and I don't necessarily feel like dealing with Philly, and I don't necessarily want to spend the money, because if they go the following week, I know I'm going to want to spend that money. If you are just thinking long-term about getting a ticket to this game, I don't know if you agree with me. I think you want the Chiefs to win. Because, hear me out, the Chiefs have had so much success. The Chiefs have won two in a row. They've won three of the last five or four. Mm-hmm. They've been to another one there. Like, the Chiefs fans will not have this dire need to go to the Super Bowl. Oh, a lot of them will. Sure. Will. But, B, the Bills and the Bills fans haven't been to a Super Bowl in 30 years.
Yeah, haven't won one.
They've never won one,
yeah.
And they haven't been since the Skins were gone. I mean, what they lost to the Giants, the Skins, and then the Cowboys twice. They haven't been since then. And they've been really good and kind of flirted with it but not gotten there. I think if you get the rematch of the 91 season, if you get Bills, Skins, I think that will drive the highest demand because it's two franchises that haven't been there in 30 years.
Yep, and a rematch of 26.
And with huge fan bases and everything. I think if you just think on a simple demand scale, Chiefs fans, as maniacals, I'm not doubting Chiefs fans or how big that fandom group is, and Lord knows how like Taylor Swift factors into that or whatever, but like I think their demand would be at the lowest, and maybe that's a 8 out of 10, but
yeah,
Bills and Skins will be 12 out of 10, and Eagles I think is 9, but they've been in two Super Bowls in the last 8 years.
Yeah, but they still don't want to go.
I know.
And I think when you look at the fact that it's New Orleans, it's in a Superdome. Basically, what we just discussed at the beginning when we walked out here today, people are leaving the cold. Well, we can't say that today because New Orleans got about 12 inches.
New Orleans has a foot of snow, dude.
They got about 12 inches out there. But really, that's a misnomer. That's not going to happen all the time. But people love New Orleans. People love being inside. And people love these four teams. People love their team. I would be surprised. Like, you don't have many left.
Now, the flip side is Kansas City and Buffalo are two of the smallest markets in the NFL.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they don't have a million fans or whatever the number is. I just think from a straight up cost standpoint, and we know some people in the ticket game. I'm curious if they agree with me, if they happen to be listening. I think the Skins would be better off playing the Chiefs from a straight-up dollars and cents standpoint. I think Skins-Bills will be nuts. I also think because New Orleans, when you think about the cities in the Super Bowl rotation, Miami, New Orleans, Phoenix, Vegas, L.A., New Orleans is just so much smaller than all the rest of those cities. Like, if the Super Bowl's in Phoenix, I mean, Tempe, Scottsdale, Glendale, downtown Phoenix proper. Like, there's got to be, I don't know. There's just so much space out there for people to stay and get hotels and all that. Like, New Orleans, if you're in New Orleans proper, even if you're uptown, like, it's just not that big. Yep. And then to spread it out, there's a lake and a river. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little peninsula. Like, there's just not that much space. I think, what is a hotel right now in New Orleans?
To be honest with you, the Holiday Inns were already hitting for $850 to $1,000.
Dude, I bet.
And because this is about 5-6 weeks ago when I was talking to people, and the like, you got to realize the league are already locked.
Leagues
up
reserve and they reserve
the PA
a bunch
locks
for both
up
teams.
Places. A lot of the
every
the
big corporation
corporations and all locked. So,
bro, like Nike and Coca-Cola and Fox. It's a Fox Super Bowl. They got a lot.
It's a city that people love the Super Bowl to be in because you can walk.
It's fun.
Yeah. And, like, I remember the last time we went down there when the Ravens played against 49ers, there were people living 20, 30 miles outside the city. And those prices still were knocking them over the head.
So, dude, I don't know what most of these places are. Like, these don't look like regular hotels I've heard of. I just went to hotels.com and searched New Orleans for Super Bowl weekend, Friday to Monday. The Club Wyndham Avenue Plaza, and this is up in the Garden District, so this is like, you got to take the streetcar to get down to the French Quarter. For a room, B, just for a room, is $1,900.
What about? What's the hotel?
Garden District. The Club Wyndham Avenue Plaza.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you want to stay in the quarter.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like, every – New Orleans has big-ass hotels. That Marriott's massive, right? Like, but if you want – none of these are, like – these all seem like little, like, mom-and-pop kind of owned hotels or B&Bs or whatever. You can get the Cadillac Cottage. It's 3 miles to the French Quarter, but it sleeps four for a G a night.
That's what you should do. Those type of things like that. That's $250 a night for a group. You know what I mean?
Super 8 by the airport is $700 a night.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you, dog.
It's going to be. Yo, the Comfort Inn by the airport. How much you think the Comfort Inn by the airport is?
$1,200.
$1,300. Damn. Jeff, I hope you're saving up, dog, because I know Jeff's going to want to get down there. Yo, the La Quinta by the airport's not bad. $650. Whatever. We're not putting the cart before the horse. Focus on Philly. I was thinking about that this
morning. But you have a plan. You got to have a plan.
Yeah. Quickly, we don't need to do a lot on this, but we've all kind of learned over the years that you loved Ichiro as a baseball player. And his numbers are so outrageous. Like, if anybody watched Ichiro play, he's an undoubted Hall of Famer.
Man, first ballot, quick as they come. And if anybody left him off the ballot, that person should never have a vote again.
And dude, the people – I fear that I don't want to cast too broad of a brush, but you know me, I brush pretty broadly. These Hall of Fame voters are so freaking high and mighty, that they just, like, they think they're the gatekeeper to some holy place that they are somehow more entitled to run than the people that play the game. And I think it's just so stupid. I don't know if the right of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame generally has the lowest barrier to entry. Like, there's a lot of people in the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
Actually, they're not the Pro Basketball. It's just the
Basketball Hall of Fame. Right. The Naismith Basketball
Hall. From everywhere, yeah.
So I don't know that that is the right way to do it, but I know the way baseball especially does it is so stupid that some dude, some person decided not to vote Ichiro just so they could say, oh, he wasn't a unanimous player. Same thing that happened to Cal Ripken. I believe the only unanimous was Mariano Rivera of the last 20 years.
But the thing about it is, when you're in. Who gives a damn if you're unanimous or not? I mean, unanimous guys don't get anything more special than the other guys that are not. So that person right there, since you want to make yourself known, they should just take the damn vote away from him. Because there's no way anyone can say that dude, Ichiro, was not a damn Hall of Famer.
Well, dude, and it just reminds me, frankly, of the idiocy with the Baseball Hall of Fame. And I'm cool. Who else went in? Billy Wagner and CC Sabathia? Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I got no problem. I don't really have a dog.
I'm trying to be funny talking about my favorite player ever.
Was Billy Wagner. I don't really have a dog in the Billy Wagner, CC
Sabathia. I don't have a
Sabathia
clue who Billy
fight.
Wagner was.
He was a closer. He was a
what year?
I think he won a couple World Series with the Astros, almost like the Rockets. What year? He played a while. It wasn't 1 year. I don't know.
What years was he playing?
I think he's the dude that gave up that moon rocket to Pujols is what I remember the most. I pulled up his stats. It looks like he played from 95 to 2010 for the Astros and Phillies.
Lanfield make a comment like the dude was playing in the 50s or 60s.
I'll let Lanfield speak for himself. Sabathia seems like he's getting the Yankee bump, but whatever. I don't even care to argue about it. It reminds me with the Baseball Hall of Fame how incredibly stupid they are. The greatest baseball player I've ever seen, ever, is Barry Bonds. And the fact that he's not in is so dumb. You tell me what rules Barry Bonds broke, because steroids weren't illegal in baseball. It wasn't against the rules.
No.
And
the stuff that, what was the guy?
The cream and the clear?
No, they were going along, and they were showing us stuff they were taking.
Totally.
What was the other dude?
McGuire.
And all of them was taking the same thing. So what's the deal?
It's just so stupid. It also reminded me.
Then we quickly found out that the pitchers were using growth hormones.
Bro, everybody was.
So let's be real.
Like, it's just so dumb. When's the last time you saw a picture of Sammy Sosa, by the way?
Last time I saw him, he had blonde hair, and he looked like he had changed his whole skin color. Yeah. Now he don't have the blonde hair anymore, and he is not as – he no longer is Sammy Sosa.
I don't know what happened there, and I hope he's, like, physically okay. But it reminds me of, like, Michael Jackson.
That's what he looked like.
And I don't know enough. I have zero comments. It's just striking when you notice it. Look at this picture, B. Sammy with a lady wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on there. I hope all's well. I'm getting a million texts about people that have found hotels in New Orleans. Now I'm on my computer, so I don't necessarily know who is texting me. Mm-hmm. Somebody said hotels are like $1,500 a night if you don't want to get shot. So it depends. It depends where you are. Now, again, I'm on my computer, so it's just phone numbers. I don't know necessarily who is here. Looks like, you know what's not a bad idea is to check out Airbnb, VRBO, kind of stuff.
That would be a great one.
Somebody's telling me they got, now this was booked a while back, but they got something for $2,000 a night that can sleep four people.
$2,000 a night? A while back?
I mean.
How much you think of this a day?
Crazy, man. It's going to be interesting. So somebody – here's somebody we both know talking about Super Bowl prices. Because of the size of New Orleans, hotel rooms are as high-priced as possible, and there's just lower availability. Think about last year in Vegas. You know what Vegas has? Hotel rooms.
Yeah. No, Yeah, lots of them.
Right, and I'm sure they jack it for Super Bowl, but there's just so – think about, like, if you stay off the strip in Old Town Vegas.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much
– it's way cheaper, too.
Availability that it just changes all of it. And I think New Orleans is just such a different place. But, damn, it's going to be fun. All right, we have so much to get into. Oh, Richmond John wants me to look at flight costs to New Orleans. All right, maybe we'll check that out. There's so much for us to get into ahead of this game this week. Maybe we look at tickets. It's also just – Lanfield wants to talk about the last time the Commanders played on January 26th because that's the day of the game this week.
Woo!
It's going to be kind of interesting. There's a lot of –
things are falling in place.
There's a lot of little parallels, man. There's a lot of little parallels. And you talk about things falling in place.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.